back to the live streaming of the Balearic Yacht Show. We are once again on the upper deck of the Moonraker, the best spot in the show. And we are joined now by the winemaker of this amazing wine, Sean Mayol. Am I saying that right?
Yes, perfect. That's perfect.
Oh, see, I am good at some things. But it is the end of the day, isn't it? Introduce yourself, please.
Yeah, my name is Etienne, so I'm delighted to be with you today and present this brand new project that we have, Bodega San Mayol from Mallorca.
And is this what we have in our glasses?
And this is the very first vintage of our rosé, so that's a new release, very much in line with our Mediterranean origins, and Marie, just behind you, is the one making the wine, really deeply involved with every step we have in the winery to produce this rosé wine.
Well, Marie, tell me what goes into winemaking, because I don't have a clue, and I'm probably sure most people out there don't either. We tend to find a wine we like, and we drink it, and I'm pretty sure most people, they drink it not necessarily just for the flavor of the wine, but a lot of people do. Tell me what goes into making this wine.
Well, the first thing is to have good grapes to make a good wine, and then a vision of the kind of product that you want to do. So we have the chance to have an owner in San Mayol, which has his vision. So he's giving us a little the aim, the target, his taste. And then we, as a winemaker, we create the product as he wants.
What does it take to become a winemaker?
Oh, it's like a kind of dream, because you are making your work, but it's also a passion. It's not only just a work. It's there is a part of art, a part of creation. So it's really a dedication.
And you have to have a good, really good palate, no?
We try to. I try to challenge my palate every day with the food. Also, it's not only winemaking or tasting wines, cafe. I mean, there is a lot of things that you can taste day to day to train your palate. So yes, I try to maintain it well.
And what type of education do you need in order to become a winemaker?
The basic thing for really a winemaker is biochemistry. You have to have an idea of science. So you do studies of science. Then I did a study of enology, very specialized in Bordeaux. So I learned all the techniques of winemaking and the physiology of the grapes, of the vineyard. And then I think you need also a part of, because there is this part of art, so I think you need to have this perception of creation. You have to appreciate also the products that you are doing.
Amazing. And this winery is in Mallorca?
It's in Mallorca. It's in Palma, so very, very close to this place. And the unique point is to have this adaptation between kind of French winemaking techniques, something that we find in big region like Bordeaux or Provence, and that we are back in Mallorca looking at the weather conditions and the specific characteristic of this island. So it's an influence with different aspects.
So why don't we do this tasting? You're going to have to show me how to do a tasting, because I don't do tastings. But show me how to do this, then.
Well, I think with this rosé, what we really wanted is to have this very pale color, which is something quite interesting, which brings this freshness, elegance, something which makes you in a good vibe, let's say. It's a nice rosé on its own, but you will see a lot of acidity, freshness, in order to go for food and wine pairing. So that's what we are targeting with all our wines, food and wine pairing. And I think that we brilliantly achieve it this year, so that's good.
It's almost clear, like it's yeah. Not, it's just a hint of pink to it.
This is made of Merlot, so there is this this color pinky of the Merlot, which is more violet a little bit. And we are trying to not have anything of color, very few. As told Etienne, to have a modern way of the rosé. The youngness of this color, this pale color, it's very modern, very young. So it's what we are targeting. And then for the aromas, we keep on maceration a little bit the Merlot on the skin and seeds. So you extract a little bit the aromas. And then you make the fermentation at lower temperature to have this kind of aromas also of fermentation. And also, Etienne, we are searching the roundness, but also the freshness to have something very nice to have in aperitif or with a dinner in a boat like this. It's amazing.
Well, I am going to taste it now, so I'll let you know how it tastes. Ooh, that's really nice. So where can people get this then? Are you exporting it out of the islands?
Yes, that's it. So we are right now organizing the distribution. It's a very brand new project. So we had our first vintage with 2014. For the Rosé, 2020 is our first vintage. So we are building the distribution today. And we start to have in different countries ambassadors who are happy to make customers discover this new project. So we are working on it, and we are distributed in Mallorca, so the wine is there. You can find it in restaurants, and we hope you will have it on board soon of a lot of yachts.
Well, you know what? I'm not a wine connoisseur by any stretch of the imagination. I can guarantee you that. And I wouldn't know what to buy when on the shelves. But this does taste great to me. I really enjoyed the sip that I took, so I could, you know, highly recommend heading out. And what is the wine called? This is the bottle in here, isn't it?
This is the Sol Mayol. The name of the rosé is Sol Mayol.
That's the bottle.
Yeah.
See how beautiful that is?
It's a serigraphy. We did something modern with a crystal cork also for ecological matters. And because it's very easy then to put back on the fridge also. And so it's a very young, modern bottle also, which is going well with our rosé.
Amazing. Well, thank you for telling us a little bit about what goes into making wine. And thank you ever so much for sharing this moment with us. And you know what? That's the coolest wine that I've ever seen. So I would definitely recommend. And it tastes really great. So head out, buy yourself some, order some. I think you can get it from Number 12 Wines and at some of your local restaurants for sure. Thank you very much for your time. I'm going to have to come to the winery one of these days.
Pleasure. Thank you very much. You're welcome. Thank you.
Sol Mayol is the wine. You are watching the live streaming event at the Balearic Yacht Show. We are done for today. Tomorrow we have a whole lineup of interviews for you again. We are going to become live streaming 1300 to 1400, then again 1600 to 1900 CET time, of course. And we're going to be doing a little bit of wandering around as well as, again, on Moonraker and some other yachts, but well worth tuning in. So thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Ria. I've been your host. We'll see you again tomorrow.